Chapter 2, Common Sense and the Break with Britain. On January 10, 1776, Thomas Paine published Common Sense. It is difficult now to feel how shocking that pamphlet was in its own moment. Today, Americans know that independence came. In early 1776, it was still a choice, and not everyone wanted to make it. Paine pushed hard. He argued that the colonies should not merely complain about taxes or seek better treatment inside the British Empire. They should separate entirely. He attacked monarchy itself and treated hereditary rule as absurd. He said America had no reason to remain tied to an island kingdom that had become more burden than protection. The pamphlet spread quickly and widely. Part of its power came from style. Paine wrote clearly, directly, and without much patience for delicate half measures. He made independence sound not reckless, but obvious. That shift mattered. Public opinion does not move only because facts change. It moves because someone finds language strong enough to rearrange what people think is possible. Common Sense did that. Modern estimates of its circulation vary, but all serious accounts agree that it spread with astonishing speed and reached an unusually large audience for the time. Mount Vernon emphasizes that Paine wrote for the masses rather than only for colonial elites. Both points help explain the pamphlet's importance. A revolutionary movement needs arguments, but it also needs arguments that travel. Paine's did. This does not mean he alone created independence. That would be silly. Many forces were already pushing in that direction. British policy, colonial resistance, the outbreak of war, and the work of many local leaders. But Common Sense gave the movement a sharper edge and clearer destination. It made one of the biggest political choices of the 18th century sound understandable to ordinary people. That is a rare achievement. Writers are often remembered as if they merely comment on events after braver people act. Paine's career shows why that is wrong. Language can create momentum. It can make hesitation look cowardly and action look reasonable. In a revolution, that is a form of power. Yet Paine's talent carried a built-in danger. A man who writes fearlessly against one established order may later write just as fearlessly against his own allies. For the moment, though, the Patriot cause needed him badly. It had found its clearest pamphleteer.